This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Belton. The U.S. military announced Tuesday the withdrawal of its forces from Afghanistan is more than 90% complete. The Pentagon Central Command says it has officially handed over 7 former U.S. bases to Afghan security forces and had evacuated the equivalent of nearly 1,000 cargo plane loads of equipment from the country, this ahead of the September deadline to complete the pullout. On Friday, U.S. forces handed over the sprawling Bagram Air Base north of Kabul, the main center of U.S. military operations in Afghanistan for most of the past 2 decades. Tuesday's announcement underscores that most of the process of withdrawing U.S. military and civilian personnel ordered by President Joe Biden in April has been completed. While Biden had set a deadline of September, the 20th anniversary of the Afghan-based al-Qaeda attack on the United States that sparked the American invasion of the country, the Pentagon has moved quickly to reduce its presence to a minimum this month. The United States is expected to keep a reported 650 or more military personnel in the country to protect the U.S. Embassy and its diplomats. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani apologized Tuesday over massive power outages during a heat wave that have drawn widespread criticism and triggered street protests. Officials have blamed the blackouts on surging demand for power, along with low rainfall cutting hydroelectric output and illegal cryptocurrency mining farms accessing subsidized electricity. Rouhani said in remarks carried by state TV that people are right to complain. Angry residents gathered in several cities protesting the outages, which often did not follow blackout schedules announced by state-run electricity companies, according to Iranian news outlets and postings on social media. This is VOA News.